Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com, folks, I encourage you to go there and check him out. You'll be smarter when you do. You'll thank me later if you get a chance to get to hang out with online with Joel Barker. You will benefit from it, I promise you. Joel, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about climate change. I want to make sure we leave enough time so you and I can have our typical debate. Tell us the news on climate change.
Well, two things are going on that are really, really important. One is we've got very good weather scientists pushing the boundaries of their models out to see what it looks like. And number two, we're getting answers that should definitely alarm us and get us to get more serious about what we have to do. I didn't send this to you, Jim, but we'll just tell your audience. New Scientist, January 20th, 2018, has an article called Too Hot to Handle, in which it maps out the average temperature that could rise against different scenarios, by the way, 1.5 degrees centigrade and 3 and 4, so that you can see kind of the range. And what's clearly happening is we're going to have areas so hot in the world that we will have to depopulate them. Hmm. So now
when are they saying that might happen?
Starting in the 30s. And then growing from there, depending on how high the temperature goes up. Mm-hmm. But what we have to look at, I'll give you an example: the temperatures, 135 degrees, will not be uncommon. Right.
And of course, part of my job, as you know, part of my job is to be the devil's advocate in all this.
Yep.
I keep reminding people, or I'd like to remind people that 20,000 years ago, Sahara Desert was a forest.
That's true.
And now it's been depopulated. So I'm not saying I want another Sahara Desert, but I guess what I'm saying is these things have been happening already, haven't they?
Well, but you have to think about the system. What were the forests like in Africa? Because forests caused their own rain to fall.
Yep.
And so depending on what was there in that area, sure, it was fully populated, fully wooded, because the forest context of the continent produced the situation that we have in the Amazon now, for instance. Mm-hmm. The Amazon creates its own rain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when we pick a spot like a desert and say that was a forest, we need to also say, and what else was going on in the global ecosystem that would have allowed that to happen?
And about that same time, about that same time, we had the great glaciers of North America receded and all that. One thing I'd like to ask, because we have different kinds of scientists. We have scientists that are predisposed to finding climate change issues. We have other scientists that are more skeptical. I'm curious of whether this research has been cross-checked by the skeptics as well.
I'm sure it will be if it hasn't.
Should be. Don't you agree that it should be?
Keep in mind, my working paradigms say absolutely, because what you're saying is two different paradigms approaching the same data set.
Right, that's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Because there's been some monolithic research that has been proven to be false. There's been some false stuff that's gotten out.
Yeah, and both sides, by the way.
Exactly.
So part of this thing is getting to see if we can come up with a common paradigm for looking at what's going on.
That's exactly right.
My concern is this: people do not understand long-term consequences, and even if it's a hypothesis, it's important to look at. And
well,
so
you've taught us the power of implications, and you continue to do that, and that's the reason why I listen to you when you talk, because you come at it from an implication standpoint, and I completely agree with that.
And the line I've used many times with my audiences are, how many of you own insurance on your house for fire? want your house to burn down. No, you pay the insurance and hope that you never collect. And I think that's where we are with the global warming.
Mm-hmm.
If we do something and it turns out we didn't need to do it, okay, we screwed up. But if we don't do something and it turns out we needed it for the species' future,
right.
Shame on us.
Well, and I agree with that. And the only thing is there ought to be a way to solve this without doing it in a way that's political and sounding religious. We ought to be able to do it in a way that makes more sense for humanity and not politics. And that, well, there's a whole lot of that going on, I'm afraid.
I agree. Yep.
Joel, thank you for being here. JoelBarker.com, folks. Also, what's the other, the film website?
StarThrower.com.
StarThrower.com, that's it. Check that out, too, folks. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. You'll get smarter when you hang out with him. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.